Static.
Hey everybody, over station is Bob.
Hey everyone, happy Thanksgiving. This is Miles.
Oh yeah, I guess it will be Thanksgiving here soon, won't it?
It will, yes, by the time this comes out.
Yeah, it'll be the day before, I guess, but whatever.
The eve of.
Right. We're not going to be open on Thanksgiving, folks, just so you know.
We're closing.
Yep. Sorry, folks. The park's closed. Didn't the moose tell you?
Closing our holes that day.
Yeah. Well, no, I think you'll be stuffing your hole with food or something, but that's...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you're more of a food stuffer.
Yeah, I'll be at my sister's house, so...
Oh, really?
Ooh. Yep.
Which one?
Other one you like the most, I suppose.
Ah, the one with the galoshes.
The one that, not... I love that rock!
Not the rock lover, but the one that wears galoshes all the time.
The one with the galoshes, yeah, so you...
Yes.
The Penny Marshall look-alike, yes.
Yes, she does look like Penny Marshall.
Yes, she does. Yeah.
Not Penny Marshall today. Penny Marshall when she was popular doing Kmart commercials and just prior to that and everything.
Yes, right. Not the heavy.
Not the super, yeah, the no-neck Penny Marshall.
But yeah, it's, yeah, so I'll be there. So.
The after Laverne, but before the heavy.
Right,
Penny
right.
Marshall. Yes, right. Yes,
yes, yes.
She's gone through transformation several times, that Penny Marshall.
Will you be home?
I will be home, yeah.
Yeah.
Did your sister say Vodio Dodo a lot or anything like that?
Yes, and she drinks a lot of Pepsi, milk and Pepsi.
Milk and Pepsi, oh.
Was it milk and Pepsi? She was always...
Yeah, drinking. Milk and Pepsi, yeah.
Hey, Shell, let me eat. I can't even think how she talks, though. Hey, Shell. I don't...
No, that's the way she talks now. When she's on the show, she's a little bit more... Slightly more feminine, but more, you know, New York-ish.
Hey, Cheryl. I don't know. I can't do it.
Cheryl. Yeah.
Cheryl.
Milk and Pepsi.
Milk and Pepsi.
Yeah. Yeah, the big ragu and all that good kind of stuff.
Yo, 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 the big ragu.
Yeah. Hey. Eddie Mecca.
They're
when up. The moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
They ever update Laverne and Shirley? I want Tracy Morgan to be the big ragu.
Yeah, you be the big ragu.
Yo, yo, yo!
Yo, 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 big ragu!
I don't know why, that just sounds funny. I don't know.
They'll call him, they'll call him the big ragu. I'll have to think of another name for him.
I don't know
what they'd be.
I don't know. We're just being silly today.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, Tracy Morgan. Oh my God, you are the white Tracy Morgan, by the way.
Just I love doing Tracy Morgan's voice. He's so funny.
He's a funny man.
So I was watching Cop Out the other night, and
oh geez, Louise.
And that movie sucks, except for about the first 5 minutes. First 5 minutes is absolutely hilarious, and the rest of the movie sucks. But
yeah, so I just watched the first 5 minutes then.
Just watch the first 5 minutes, and then you're satisfied.
So, speaking of Tracy and Morgan, you are living the Tracy Morgan lifestyle, I see, from your social media postings.
Okay. What?
Well, I mean, you're like at hotels, you got pizza tonight, you buy the expensive chips at the gas station. I mean,
and I bought batteries at the gas station too.
Holy fuck. How did you even get out of there with your credit card still intact?
Well, I got to go back and wash the dishes when I finish this. So
I bought batteries for work at a gas station. It cost me like $25, I swear to God.
It's horrible, I know.
And I only got like 4 batteries.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
This is kind of a weird thing. This year... This year...
I can hear a lie coming on right now.
No, about 6 months ago, my wife and I celebrated 20 years of marriage.
Really?
And, yeah.
So 20 years ago, I missed your wedding.
Yes, that's right, but I won't go into that.
Oh, no. I thought you loved to hound me about that, so...
I'm over it.
Not that you showed up to mine, but... You know.
I'm over... Oh, my God! This guy will not quit with it. Oh, my God, this guy. So...
I'm
not a rich guy like you going on vacations to Hawaii.
I didn't go to Hawaii. I've never been
Fiji and all that places you and your family always seem to go.
That was your friend Dan.
And well, that's true. Yeah, he knew. But it's his 20-year reunion or reunion.
His reunion.
His 20-year anniversary. No, God bless him. He had 20 years. He got to go to Hawaii. But I am a very.
Oh, really? That was for his 20th anniversary?
Well, I assume he did not post it, but I assume that's what it was. So.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Which God bless him. I mean, I don't have those resources. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a working guy. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And. Anyway, to speed the story along, I don't know if you remember several months ago I did a story where the kids had to go to like this band thing. They wouldn't tell me what it was, and it turned out it was a bunch of women playing football. And
what?
Did I tell you this?
No, you didn't tell me about this.
It was like a fundraiser for cancer or something like this. I forget what it was for, but these women are wearing like T-shirts and shorts and playing each other football. Did I?
No, you never told me about this.
I didn't tell you this.
It's a big secret, apparently.
And I put like $5 into a raffle thing, and I won.
Oh, really?
I won a grand prize, and it was like, a night at a nice Quad Cities casino. Right?
Yeah.
And like a night at a hotel and a meal.
Okay. So you won a raffle.
Yeah.
My wife is doing some stuff in here, but won a raffle at a casino and a meal to go with it, like a buffet or something.
Yes.
All right.
So I'm like, well,
any money to gamble?
There was no money to gamble. No.
I got
to
bring it on. Okay.
So that was about 6 months ago, and I said, why don't we just use this later on in the year, and we'll just have like a getaway weekend, and that'll just be our poor man's, 20th anniversary,
Well, that's nice.
And I said, yeah, okay. Well, okay, so let's flash forward to last week. And, my wife, every once in a while, gets a bug in her ass. And she's like, let's clean up. Let's just throw away all this stuff.
Right, yeah.
As I'm cleaning up and throwing away stuff, I realize I can't find...
Oh, the tickets.
The getaway weekend stuff.
Oh, bomb, bomb.
It's gone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know what I dare not tell her. I'm like, oh man, what the hell am I gonna do?
Yeah.
Right. And so I ended up telling her. She wasn't actually that upset. She's like, well, shit happens.
Yeah, I don't know how she could be upset with anybody living with you for any length of time.
You don't get your hopes up living with me.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, you don't get too excited.
Oh well. Yeah.
So. To add to it here, this is kind of weird, but we have a customer, at the auto parts store who does a lot of business with us.
Right. Yeah.
A lot of times I go out of my way and I'll actually bring stuff to his, place of work. And
that's awful nice of you.
I don't have to, but I do. And I
sometimes. Does he own a donut shop or something?
It's a donut man. He owns the donut shop, but I bring him stuff. And,
now I know why you go there. You're like, hey, you got any ones you want to get rid of?
Hey, what do you got there, man?
I came all this way, across town and all.
But I pick up, some money, some checks from the guys sometimes, stuff like that. And,
yeah.
And, we were talking. And he says, hey, Miles, hey, come on in here. Hey,
Miles.
He's like Manny, hey, Miles, get in here,
Come get my checks.
Get my checks. And I was joking. He's like, you're working pretty hard. And I go, I don't do this for everybody. You're the only guy I do this for, because you're a nice guy,
And I see you got fresh baked donuts. So.
You got nice donuts. I go, I don't even get paid to do this,
Right. It's costing me gas. It's like $4 a gallon or whatever.
He's like, well, I'm going to call up your boss right now and tell him to give you a big raise. don't do that. Don't do that.
don't call them out because you leave early to do this.
Yeah, like
you charge him back mileage.
Gas.
You eat lunch.
No, I'm like no. He's like, I got connections. How would you like to go up this casino up in the Quad Cities?
So you already lost the ones you won?
Yeah.
So he hooked you up with the package there? Or what?
Yes, he whips out his package. you're going to have to earn this, Miles.
That's right, you're going to have to.
Well, the job's a job, I guess.
Yeah. Well, the wife was hoping for this, so.
She was hoping. No, I couldn't believe it. He's like, come back, 3:30. 3:30 on Saturday, and I'll get you this. I'll have it all ready to go.
And I've got, you know, I got the package for you to take with to put in a hole in the ground outside of town. But
you need to bury this thing. I'm gonna give you. I don't want you to look at it. Just bury it.
Don't look at it. You keep the tickets. Keep the certificate and get rid of the other stuff.
So I told my wife, I go, you're not going to believe this, but basically what I lost, this guy's going to replace. I didn't tell him, you know, the thing I lost, that whole thing, but, you know, just coincidence. It was like a big coincidence. It was like so weird. It was like, And so my wife's all skeptical, like, She talks like that. It's weird.
I know. I've heard her. Yeah.
She's not Lupe Anderson. I don't think she's married to my wife. I don't know why.
Miles, you don't have any hotel, free hotel nights, Miles.
Survey says Miles is a loser.
If yeah, that would not be the number one answer when you come home. It'd be Miles has got skid marks. Yeah, bing, number one answer.
That's true. I don't know. I was trying to think of a voice for my wife here. I don't know.
I don't think that's a good one. I always do Rosie Perez, so I don't know why.
Oh, well,
I don't know if you can do that voice. I can do like a tranny voice. Like,
Miles,
that sounds exotic. that's anyway, you get the idea. So I'm like, okay, so I go and this guy gives me the tickets, you know, and I'm like, wow, you know, and I show him my wife and she's like, you know, she's all, you know, like, this is probably some cheap hotel.
Right. Yeah. It's like, you know, Motel 5, not even as good as Motel 6.
What does it say? Motel Hell. What the hell's this?
That's right.
You know, I'm like, oh.
What was it? Doctor, Mr. Marvin's Fritters? What was Motel Hell?
Remember that? It was, guys eating people. Yeah. And, no, it was a nice hotel. It's like, you know, top-notch hotel with a free buffet.
Your other favorite words, buffet. Yeah.
Free.
With the word buff in it. You got two favorite words. One's buff and one's buffet.
And it's something that you, I know, would enjoy.
Indoor water park?
No, better yet, a large shower with, like, opaque wall. Is it opaque, am I thinking of?
Oh, you mean like a glass shower?
Yeah, but it's got, like a smoky glass, like you can't quite see through it.
Oh, I got you. So it's
pressed your junk against it. You can see the person, like through sitting on the bed, you could watch the other person almost take a shower.
Gotcha, yeah. Why would I like that? I don't understand.
Huh?
Why would I like that? That sounds like something.
Well, we were going off on that one time about there were some kind of bathroom doors that kind of became opaque or something. I don't know. You had some weird story many years ago about you were all fascinated by this.
I am fascinated. Those are the ones that are charged. If you talk about the charge with their glass, and then when you shut the door, it makes them so you can't see through them.
Right.
It's the charge device. Yeah, I like that stuff. Yeah, technology.
But it's weird. I'm like, why would they have like a weird, it's like you could almost, you know, have like some, you know, weird pole dancer thing going on in the shower you could watch or something.
Did it help you out? I mean, you know.
Yes and no. Yeah.
You're a little slow to grow, so.
I'm going to get that checked out soon.
They'll tell you to lose weight.
I know that. I've gained all this weight back and
I'm
horribly fat. I'm sure that has something to do with it. I'm sure of it.
Yeah. So you got this risque shower going on.
Yes. And to make it even weirder, I brought this paper cutout that's called Flat Manny with me. Many pictures, and which is kind of weird, I suppose.
Yeah, that's a little odd. I'm glad that he's, you know, in plastic now, so that helps out.
Yeah, that helped out later. You'll have to use your magic. What's funny was like they there's like robes in the room, you know, like these white
cotton. Yeah, that was nice. That's nice.
And it's not made for like Miles title sized people. Okay.
So do you put two robes on, one on the back and one on the front?
Pretty much, yeah. It's not made for, you know, guys like Miles title. This is who do we know that was super skinny?
I don't. Who do we know? Super skinny.
That girl you work with in the library that had no boobs. What was her name?
Ellie.
Was
Kelly.
Her?
Yeah.
I think it would have fit her perfectly, but
Yeah, she didn't have any boobs, poor girl. Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't a cancer thing. I mean, she just hadn't had any boobs. I mean,
she was a cute girl.
Well, she did. Sorry. I'm just, you know, a duck is a duck. I'm sorry. But
yeah, I know. You used to make fun of her mercilessly. It was terrible.
Well, I actually did tell her that one.
You said it more than once.
No.
Yes, you called her a pirate's dream. You said
I didn't say
it. Oh, you did.
No, I didn't.
Carpenter's dream. Let's see what else.
I did the right thing. I talked behind her back all the whole time.
No, you didn't. You told her right to her face.
Once I did. That was very mean.
Now her boyfriend was the one that we're pretty sure that was the like guys.
And he had pica.
And he had pike.
He loved to chew on, like, what did you say, erasers and tips of pencils and,
paper.
So
I think that was just a nervous reaction to the fact that he couldn't admit that he was gay. So
Yeah.
It was sad.
Yeah.
And she was so in love with him.
But you were able to bring him out of his cocoon. And
the rest is history at this point.
The rest is history. So there you go. And I don't know. No.
Let me tell you, I went to this nice place in the Quad Cities with the opaque showers.
Yes, and it was just, this robe that did not fit.
So did you use it anyway and just, like, walk around with it, like, gaping open?
Yes, it had, like, a hoodie on it. And my wife's like, you know, you're, like, kind of like the fat Emperor Palpatine or something. You know?
Your Obi-Tun come up. Next time, can I get the suite with the Jabba-sized robes, please? Thank you very much.
Do you have something a little bit larger?
Yeah. Well, nice.
Like CB, he's kind of a skinny guy, isn't he?
I don't know. I'm assuming he is. Yeah.
I mean, I saw a picture of him once. I think he looks skinny, so I think even he might struggle with this thing with so little. I'm like,
well, maybe that was the woman's robe or something.
You think?
Could have, I don't know. Was it frilly? I have no idea.
No, it was just like a white kind of a towel kind of material, you know, with a hoodie on it. And
I've been in places. I've stayed in places like that. I never touched the robes because I can't imagine, you know, I've already got a problem with the whole hotel thing.
Yeah.
And I have to put this all out of my mind. And I can't imagine what kind of disgusting things happen in those robes. You know what I mean?
I had a theory about this whole shower. I'm thinking the shower is so freaky. I'm like, you know how, you know, like to save, you know, people from like screwing in the bed. I'm wondering if they had like a freaky shower.
Oh, so it draws you into there.
Like, hey, let's do it in that freaky shower. It
saves them washing the comforters so much.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
You illuminate all that shower, it would just be, you know, like, that's all right. You know, it's running water, so
right
goes down the drain.
So I don't know. So it was weird.
So did you try out the shower? Or?
Yes, by myself. Yes. Yes. I would not look up if I were you.
Oh my gosh.
No, it was. And then I went gambling, at the casino. Nice.
In your robe? Did you go in your robe?
sir, please. No one wants to see that. Please, sir, please.
You got your white wife beater on and your Bears boxers, and your robe is like way open. Hey, I'm. I'll put it all on red. Thank you.
I'll put the hood up like I'm a boxer. Hey!
That's right. You ate the bag.
I'm the Italian stallion, hey!
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was nice. It was a nice place. It was real nice.
Yeah, wow. So did you guys have a nice romantic buffet?
We had a nice buffet, yes. It was nice.
What did they have on the buffet? You had hot dogs or something.
It was, God damn it. No, it wasn't the hot dogs. I don't know where people got the idea. It was a breakfast. No, it was sausage.
Oh, it was sausage.
It was sausage and some undercooked bacon.
Oh, you're the best.
Some cold eggs.
Trichinosis.
Hash browns. French toast sticks with syrup.
Sounds good.
And fried chicken, which I thought was weird. But
on the breakfast buffet.
I'm like, well, I love chicken. I love fried chicken. So I'm like,
yeah, well, that's true. You do love fried chicken.
So I loaded up, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, give it.
You're wearing your robe.
I was stuffing it into the robe,
It's all open. He's sitting there in your undies.
Yeah.
That's lovely. Hey! You look like Rodney Dangerfield, for Christ's sake.
I thought, you know, at first, like, wouldn't it be cool to steal these robes? And when I put them on, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, no way in hell, you know.
That's why they made them that way. They're like, okay, they know who's going in that room. They put the small robe in the fat guy room.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I was like, there's no way this guy is going to, there's no way he's getting an arm in this thing. There's no way.
Yeah. They make a good towel, not a good robe.
I wrapped them around my legs to keep my legs warm. Let's get physical.
Oh, my God. That's not. Yeah, you're in that video at the first part.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
The changeover, you know, the beginning. That's you there.
Yeah, that is me. So, yeah. So it kind of worked out. It was like a weird Ferris Bueller's Day Off thing. There, you
so,
know?
Did the magic happen again on the 20th anniversary or 20th and a half?
The Mighty Kong arose.
And then fell.
And then
immediately.
Yeah, it was like Millennium Falcon.
Dun, dun, dun.
She got some of her accounts, kid. So, yes, I will be having my prostate checked out here in a few more weeks. So that story is to come.
Great.
Probably will come faster than me, but yes, it will come. So.
That's horrible.
It was worth a shot, Miles. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, oh, well.
Look what I found in the pocket of my robe.
Mm. Maybe they got Skinamax, you know? I don't know.
Like, so did you get an in-room movie on Spectravision, did you?
No, they didn't have that. They
really?
They doubled the channels we have at home, but they all still sucked. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Disney 1, Disney 2, Disney 3.
Yeah.
Spanish TV 1, Spanish TV 2, Spanish TV
3. Well, I figure with you and Disney, I mean, on those three channels alone, that would have been an evening, so.
No, yeah, they kept showing, God damn, what's the name of that Jason Bateman movie he just made with Melissa McCarthy?
Identity Thief.
Yes, oh my God, like, yeah, I was like, let's show it again. I'm like, oh my God, that movie sucked to begin with, jeez.
Where's Cat House at? I want to see that.
Crocodile Blondie, you got that?
Oh, nice. So I guess the magic happened again. Your wife's not going to divorce you now, and all is well. Because you got free coupons.
Yeah, I know. I'm hoping to go back to that fundraiser thing again, though, next year. I'll be honest with you.
Oh, well, there you go.
Anyway, yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, I was hoping to win the Cardinals tickets because they're going to resell those. I'm like, oh.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I know I'll resell those in a heartbeat, but man.
Yeah, Cardinals.
So, yeah, so that was my exciting weekend, and the pictures are up on Facebook.
Yeah, Flat Manny, I think, had the most fun out of everybody.
Yes, he did come along, which was a little bit weird, I suppose.
The robe fit him, number one.
The robe did fit, yeah, he's the only one who did fit. But I did.
He pigged out on the buffet.
Yes, I had to turn him face down when things got a little hot, though. I was like,
I was going to say, he probably got laid two or three times.
Yeah, he had to clean off once or twice, yes.
He was down in the jacuzzi down by the pool, and he probably got a lot more action.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Yeah. Just saying. You don't know what he was up to while you were, you know.
Yeah.
Raising the Tower of Babel there.
Yeah, that's what it was. Tower of Babel, yeah.
And God smote it.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
The humanity.
Oh, that sounds good. Sounds like a good weekend. You should be happy.
No, I am happy. I'm very happy. It was just because I felt bad because I think I shredded the actual thing I won. I'm like,
oh man.
That's $5 down the drain.
There goes my $5.
I know.
But these chips are only $7.50, so I'll get them instead.
Well, that's another story. I did run out recently and buy a bunch of stuff at the gas station. But...
Yeah, well, expensive stuff.
Well, my family's worth it, you know.
You're worth every penny of a gas station dinner.
You need nothing but the best for my family.
That's right. You want Ethel or you want premium? Come on, kids. So,
you know, I'm going to use the special blended tonight.
Yeah, give me the, you know, boutique.
Yeah, we're going to go high on this.
Yeah, wow, look at that. Happy 20th anniversary, Miles. I would have never thought it would last this long.
Neither did I. Neither did I. I don't know.